The writer Norman Mailer turns 80 today, an appropriate moment to look back on one's life and work, also a good time to pass on some hard-earned wisdom to younger writers. Mailer does just that in his new book, The Spooky Art, Some Thoughts on Writing. A compilation of articles and essays that Mailer has written over the years, it tracks his life as a writer, beginning with his heady entrance on the literary scene with the publication of his World War II novel, The Naked and the Dead. Mailer's career took many twists and turns from there, and at moments his personal life got more attention than his writing. But a writer he is, to his very core, of both fiction and nonfiction. Writing, says Mailer, is a spooky art, in part because it is so unpredictable.
You never know where you are, which I think is the essence of the spooky. You don't know when it's going to betray you. On any given writing day, if you're in there writing for 2 or 3 hours, let's say, at a given stretch, you might be very good for a half hour, and then it might burn out, and it might come back. It might not. It's a little bit like a man being in love with a girl he just can't rely on. Mind you, it isn't that every time you sit down at the table to write, you feel spooked. Sometimes they're very nice days. They're immensely difficult, annoying days. But there are occasions when you just have this odd feeling that you're in touch with something, something not quite yourself. And it's true. Yes, you have the feeling, yes, this is absolutely true. It may or may not be true, but it feels true. And it's something you didn't know you knew.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting the way you describe that you had different patterns of writing, I think, at different points in your life. I mean, at one point you may have been very disciplined about it, getting up at a certain time, writing for a certain number of hours. At another point you wrote about how some of your writing was done while you were smoking pot a lot. How does the way you write affect what is written? Or does it?
Well, let me just correct one thing for the record. I mean, I was certainly happy enough smoking pot, so I'm not putting pot down. But I found I couldn't write on pot, and I didn't try to. I used to find, generally, the next day was excellent for editing, because pot makes you sensitive to the nuances of things. But it's dreadful for direct writing, because it's too large. You're feeling too much. And the secret in writing is to feel no more than you need for that sentence. You don't want to feel the universe in every sentence, because then the sentences can't be written. So, but as far as discipline goes, I'd say I've probably gotten more disciplined over the years. When I was younger, I'd wreck days when I might have been writing for a couple of days, and then I'd go on a small binge and have fun. And by the time I went back, I discovered that the writing had been wrecked. And so over the years, I learned that you really have to become more and more disciplined in order to do it.
You know, your love of the novel is really so evident throughout this whole book, and you talk about what it means to write a novel, and at one point, I don't have the quote right in front of me, but you say something to the effect of that a writer who writes novels is revealing himself or herself on every page, that you can't sort of escape who you are, escape your own flaws or what's good about you when you write a novel.
Well, I don't remember the exact quote. It was a little different in that what I meant is that one's weaknesses get in the way of writing successful novels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really write a major novel without having a coherent inner philosophy that you arrive at in the course of writing the book. And so what I meant is that everything that's weak or unthought out in someone tends to get into the book sooner or later. Having written all these years, I know every small vice of the writer. I've seen them in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can spot it in others. I'm really, in a funny way, like the equivalent of an old football coach who can see someone who's trying out for the team. He can see them run 10 steps and say to himself, that boy's never going to go anywhere. Well, by the same token, I can crack open a book, read a page or two, and put it away and feel no desire to read the rest of the book because I know I could tell from certain faults in the style that that writer was never going to make me happy.
Mm.
On the other hand, I can open a book, read a couple of pages and say, oh, damn it, I think I'm going to have to finish this book.
I'm a great lover of novels, and one of the reasons I love them is because they're usually great stories as well. But at one point you warn writers that plot, because I think for a great story you have to have a great plot, but you say plot is equal to a drug. What do you mean
yes.
by that?
Well, I'm talking particularly about the kind of plot that you start with. If you start with a given plot that's marvelously interesting in 2 or 3 pages, in the course of developing it, you've got to land, you've got to stop at certain places on certain days of the week, so to speak. In other words, you're on a pre-planned journey. And that prevents the characters from developing. See, I don't think you need a great plot to write a great book. The best books are always character-driven. The characters come alive, and the story, such as it is, comes out of the actions of the characters within and against one another.
But a good story, still. You can still have a good story.
My argument is if the characters are good enough, the story is good.
Mm-hmm. What about nonfiction? You have written both. Clearly you love the novel, but what about the writing of nonfiction? You've written so many nonfiction books. Do you enjoy that as much, or is that a completely different experience for you?
I probably enjoy it more in a way and respect it less, simply because the story has been provided for me, and so what I've got to do is sing well. But when you're writing a novel, it's as if Pavarotti has not only got to sing the notes, but make up the melody as he goes along.
You know, at a certain point in your life, your own personality, your fame, really, seemed to almost overtake you as a writer. Did that interfere with your writing? Do you regret that at all?
I thought about it an awful lot, and I've written about it to some degree. I'd say, finally, that it was a trade-off. I gained a great deal through that fame, and I lost a great deal. The key thing is that I had a crisis of identity. Because when I wrote The Naked and the Dead, I was just one more young man who was a soldier. Naturally, I considered myself different from all the others, but then so did every other ordinary young man who was a soldier. But after the success of The Naked and the Dead, I knew that people would look at me in a different way than they had before. So it changed my attention, I think. Instead of, in those days, when I was writing The Naked and the Dead, I thought I'd spend the rest of my life writing about everyday people, if you will. And I realized over the years that followed that, no, I was now equipped to write about people who had identity crises, people who can't continue living with the idea they had of themselves a few years ago. And yes, it finally ended up being a benefit.
You know, more than once in this book, you seem to indicate that you feel that writers are really not looked up to or really revered in the way they were when you were young, when you were an aspiring writer. And it seemed to me there's a sadness about that conclusion.
Oh, built-in sadness, of course. You know, one doesn't want to feel like the last of the Mohicans. My guess is that the novel's being shoved over to the shoulder of culture, and it will be less important over years to come. On the other hand, there are an enormous number of young, talented writers around now. But history itself is going to determine whether the novel continues as a vital force or whether it becomes as rare as a five-act verse play 100 years from now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Writer Norman Mailer. His new book is The Spooky Art, Some Thoughts on Writing. And happy birthday.
Thank you for that, Jim.